Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, April 15, 2025.
China's visa restrictions on U.S. personnel. China has announced new visa restrictions on certain U.S. staff due to their involvement in issues related to Tibet. This move comes after the U.S. government imposed similar restrictions on Chinese officials, targeting those who limit access to Tibetan areas for diplomats and journalists. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian criticized the U.S. actions, calling them a misuse of diplomatic rules and a breach of international laws. He emphasized that Tibet-related matters are internal to China and that while Tibet welcomes foreign visitors who follow local regulations, any foreign interference under the guise of human rights is not tolerated. This back and forth on visa restrictions highlights the growing rift between the U.S. and China, particularly around human rights and diplomatic access.
Geopolitical risks and market volatility. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has issued a warning about significant geopolitical risks affecting global stock markets. Events like trade tensions and military conflicts can lead to sharp drops in stock prices, creating instability in the financial landscape. Since 2022, risk levels have surged, prompting the IMF to advise financial institutions to keep enough capital and liquidity to handle potential losses. Major geopolitical events typically cause stock prices to drop by about 1% globally, with emerging markets seeing an even larger decline of 2.5%. For instance, Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 has led to an average monthly stock return drop of 5%. The IMF will discuss these findings further in its upcoming spring meetings with the World Bank. Recent market fluctuations have been the worst since the COVID-19 pandemic, with the S&P 500 index falling over 10% since Donald Trump took office in January 2017. Amid this uncertainty, gold prices have soared, reflecting its appeal as a safe investment. Additionally, inflation fears among U.S. consumers have reached their highest level since 1981, raising worries about a possible economic downturn.
Global economic challenges and the Havana Group's vision. The global economy is facing a storm of challenges, from climate change to the rise of neo-fascism and militarism. In response, the Havana Group of the Progressive International has launched a bold new initiative aimed at creating a new international economic order. This effort marks the 50th anniversary of a similar program adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 1974, which sought to promote equality among nations but was derailed by the oil crisis and resistance from the United States. The updated 2024 program aims to correct past injustices and build a sustainable future by bridging the gap between the global North and South. It focuses on five key areas: climate, industry, finance, technology, and governance, proposing 31 measures that include both traditional trade improvements and innovative ideas like resource recycling clubs. A major emphasis is on climate action, advocating for full control over resources, fair material exchange, and climate reparations. Additionally, the program revives the principle of unity and diversity from the 1955 Banding Conference, highlighting the importance of working together and the role of labor movements. With many workers engaged in informal employment, the success of this new economic vision will depend on empowering these individuals and fostering a more equitable future.
Yoon Suk-yeol denies charges of rebellion. Yoon Suk-yeol, the former president of South Korea, has strongly denied serious charges of rebellion during his trial at the Seoul Central District Court. He is accused of unlawfully declaring military rule on December 3, 2022, claiming it was necessary to address threats to the government. Prosecutors argue he did not have the legal authority for this declaration and tried to undermine key state institutions, including the National Assembly. Remarkably, the military rule was lifted just 6 hours later after lawmakers resisted intervention. Yoon, a former chief prosecutor, spent about 40 minutes passionately refuting the allegations against him. If found guilty, he could face life in prison or even a death sentence, making him the third South Korean president convicted of rebellion, following two military leaders from a 1979 coup. The outcome of this trial could significantly impact public trust in the government and shape the future of South Korean politics. What does this mean for democracy in South Korea?
China calls for U.S. compliance on seabed resources. China's foreign ministry is urging the United States to follow international law regarding resource exploration in the seabed. This comes as the U.S. plans to stockpile deep-sea metals from the Pacific Ocean, aiming to challenge China's control over battery minerals and rare earth elements. Currently, China leads the world, producing 90% of refined rare earth elements, which are vital for technology and electric vehicles. Reports indicate that the Trump administration is creating a new policy to support this stockpiling effort, preparing for potential future conflicts with China. The Chinese ministry emphasizes that the seabed and its resources belong to everyone under international law, and any exploration must align with the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Tensions between the U.S. and China have intensified due to trade disputes, including tariffs imposed by the U.S. on Chinese goods, prompting China to impose export restrictions on rare earth elements.
Surge in Chinese gold ETF inflows amid rising prices. Investment in Chinese gold exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, has skyrocketed in April 2025, surpassing the total for the entire first quarter. The World Gold Council reports that gold ETFs in China gained 29.1 metric tons in just the first 11 days of April, while U.S.-listed gold ETFs saw only 27.8 metric tons during the same period. This surge in interest is driven by gold's reputation as a safe haven amid global uncertainties. With gold prices soaring by 22% this year to a record high of $3,245.42 per ounce, investors in China are paying close attention, especially due to ongoing trade tensions with the United States affecting the value of the Chinese yuan. Recently, the gold premium in China reached 1% above the London benchmark, up from 0.2% a week earlier, with dealers charging between $24 and $54 extra per ounce. John Reed, a senior market strategist at the World Gold Council, suggests that while the first quarter was influenced by U.S. tariffs, the second quarter may see a shift toward greater investor interest from China, reflecting changing dynamics in the global gold market.
U.S. lawmakers push for Ukraine support amid ongoing conflict. On April 14, 2025, U.S. lawmakers introduced the Ukraine Support Act to boost Ukraine's defense and recovery efforts as it faces ongoing aggression from Russia. Sponsored by Representative Greg Meeks, a leading Democrat, this legislation aims to provide crucial security funding and impose major penalties on Russia. This move follows a devastating missile attack in Sumy that resulted in 34 deaths and 117 injuries, underscoring the urgent need for international assistance. The bill reflects a growing bipartisan concern among U.S. lawmakers about the situation in Ukraine and seeks to pressure the Trump administration to increase support for the Ukrainian government. It includes measures for direct loans and military financing, along with strict sanctions targeting Russian financial institutions. Since the conflict began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, it has escalated dramatically in 2022. As events unfold, the Ukraine Support Act is set to play a vital role in shaping U.S. foreign policy and determining the level of support for Ukraine.
U.S.-China trade war update. Tensions are rising between the United States and China as the trade war continues. China holds about $760 billion in U.S. debt, giving it significant influence over the U.S. dollar. In 2024, the U.S. exported $143 billion worth of goods to China, resulting in a trade deficit of $295 billion. In response, President Donald Trump has imposed tariffs as high as 145% on Chinese products, while China has countered with tariffs of 125% on U.S. goods. Trump claims these tariffs generate $2 billion daily. But the Treasury Department estimates a more conservative $200 million per day. While these tariffs aim to protect American industries, they risk raising prices for consumers. China's Ministry of Commerce has vowed to fight back, accusing the U.S. of breaking World Trade Organization rules. Experts warn that if China sells off its U.S. Treasury holdings, it could devalue the U.S. dollar, impacting economies worldwide. However, this move could also hurt China by lowering the value of its dollar assets. Meanwhile, consumer confidence has dropped by 11%, reaching a 12-year low, complicating the economic landscape even further.
Kremlin criticizes Germany's military support for Ukraine. Kremlin has strongly criticized Friedrich Merz, the leader of Germany's Christian Democratic Union, for suggesting that Germany could supply Taurus long-range missiles to Ukraine as part of a broader agreement with European allies. In an interview with the German public broadcaster ARD, Merz stressed the importance of unity among allies. Germany has become a key military supporter of Ukraine, providing around 7.1 billion euros or about 7.6 billion US dollars in military aid this year. However, it has not yet delivered the requested Taurus missiles, which can hit targets over 300 miles away. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesperson, warned that a tougher stance from Germany could escalate the ongoing conflict. He noted that many European capitals seem more focused on prolonging the war rather than pursuing peace. This situation underscores the rising tensions between Russia and Western nations, leaving us to wonder about the future of international relations.
Hungary's constitutional amendments and LGBTQ plus rights. Hungary's parliament has passed controversial constitutional amendments that threaten the rights of LGBTQ plus individuals. On April 14, 2025, lawmakers voted 140-21 in favor of these changes, part of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's strategy to rally support from his core voters and far-right groups ahead of the 2026 elections. The amendments recognize only two sexes, male and female, and reinforce a ban on the annual Pride March, limiting the right to gather peacefully for LGBTQ plus advocates. The government argues these measures are necessary to protect children from ideological influences. However, activists and human rights organizations warn that these changes could lead to increased discrimination and violence. Protests have erupted across the country, drawing criticism from international observers and raising serious concerns about Hungary's human rights record and its relationship with the European Union.
Market concerns and the death cross. Concerns are growing about the U.S. stock market as we face a phenomenon called the death cross. This occurs when the 50-day moving average falls below the 200-day moving average, hinting at a possible shift from a short-term rise to a longer-term decline. Historically, the S&P 500 index has seen 24 death crosses in the last 50 years. Interestingly, in more than half of those cases, the worst may already be over, as the index had hit its lowest point before the signal. However, in nearly half of the instances, the market continued to drop, averaging a 19% decline afterward. While the S&P 500 fell 52% of the time within 20 days after a death cross, it rebounded 60% of the time 30 days later, with an average gain of 0.8%. Analysts like Adam Turnquist from LPL Financial and Paul Siena from Bank of America suggest we could see a recovery similar to 2018 and 2020. So, what does this mean for your investments?
Hungary's controversial LGBTQ ban. Hungary's parliament has passed a new law allowing the government to ban public events organized by LGBTQ communities. This decision, supported by 140 votes and opposed by 21, has sparked criticism from human rights advocates who see it as a move toward authoritarianism under Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and the ruling Fidesz-KDNP coalition. The law prioritizes children's rights to moral and spiritual development over the right to assemble peacefully. It builds on an existing law that restricts the depiction of homosexuality to minors. Authorities can now use facial recognition technology to identify attendees at banned events, like the annual Pride event in Budapest, which draws thousands. Offenders could face fines of up to 200,000 Hungarian forints, or about $546. This shift toward conservatism raises serious concerns among European Union officials about human rights in Hungary, potentially straining the country's relationship with the EU. The implications of this law could lead to increased discrimination against LGBTQ individuals and create a climate of fear around expressing one's identity.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.